Now we have an appendix, one or two appendix pieces. Rav Nosenthal says, Shayach Le'el, related to what we said earlier about the two types of klipois and the two types of questions, those that come from Cholol Aponoi and those that come from Shvira Sakelim. And we spoke about two sets of problems, you know, when things attack or when a person undergoes losses, sometimes it comes from the Cholol Aponoi place, sometimes it comes from the Shvira Sakelim place. So now Rav Nosenthal says, this is why there's a pasuk in Tehillim that says, trust in Hashem and do good. Shchon Eretz u'rei emuna. Live in the land of Eretz Yisrael, u'rei emuna, and draw on its emuna. Rav Nosenthal says, Hayinu inyan anal. This is related to what we spoke about earlier. Shetzrichin bitochon v'hishtatlus. A Jew needs both. He needs trust and faith in Hashem, and he needs to put in certain effort. Ki afal pi shehu ikar hu habitochen b'Hashem Yisborach, because although the most important part is the trust and faith in Hashem, ki ho'isher v'akovoid milfonov levad, because wealth and honor and success only comes from Hashem, afal pi kein, despite that, tzrichim hishtadlus gam kein, the person has to put in personal effort also, Lases eze esek b'derech hateva, to do some form of work in derech hateva, kigoy maso matan, whether it be business or whether it be music or whatever it might be. Rav Nosenthal says, v'ze betach b'Hashem haynu bitochin b'Hashem yisporach, meaning trust in Hashem, shezehu ho'ikar, that's where the most emphasis should be placed, v'afal pikein, and despite that, with you trusting in Hashem, v'asei toiv, shetzrichim lasois daiko, the person has to do, have to do something. Zehu, this is why it says, shchon eretz urei emuna, live in the land and plug into its emuna, ki kol ze yefshel ahovin ki maide emuna kanal. Because we said this is something that's impossible to rationalize, to understand this fully, that if Hashem does everything, then why do I need to do? What for? The answer is that the solution to this is emuna. You have to know that this concept of understanding clearly how bitochen and ishtatlus work, that's one of those questions that comes from the Cholol Aponoi, where the answer to it is, I don't understand it completely, but I believe in Hashem, and I believe that this is the way Hashem wants me to do it. Now Rav Nosenthal adds, Utzrichim lodas l'kol hanal hakdoma achas hayadua l'mevinim b'kisvi harizal u'b'chidushei atmorzal. In order to understand everything we've said in this chapter, you need to know one introduction that's known to all those that study the writings of the Arizal and to those that study the teachings of Rabbeinu Zal. Shebechol oilam ubechol dargo ubechol odom yesh kol bechinas hishtalshelus kol hoilamos. That within each world and within each level and within each individual person is found a replica, in a sense, of what took place when Hashem first created the world. In other words, when we talk about creation, and we say that there were these different worlds, and first Hashem had to create a Cholol Aponoi, a vacant space, then there was a Shvira Sakelim, etc. That didn't only take place once on a global level, but rather that concept is reflected within each one of the individual worlds, and it's reflected also within each and every individual Jew. Each Jew has this concept of creation taking place inside of him, and a Cholol Aponoi and a Shvira Sakelim and all the different pieces. And I mentioned to you earlier that there is a chapter in Likutei Moharan, Torah Mem Tes, chapter 49 in the first half, where Rabbeinu Zal gives an example of showing how in a Jew's heart is taking place this process, this procedure. Valkein, and therefore, Zois habechina shel atzimtzum shel Cholol Aponoi, this concept of the constriction of the Cholol Aponoi, who bechol oilam, takes place in every world, ubechol odom, within every person, ubechol darga, and on every single level. Shekoidem sheyoyred oyer hadas, shehu hachius, me oilam loilam, so that before Sechel comes down from one world to the world below it, Sechel, which is the life force, the energy of all the worlds, hu bebechinas ein soif, in its original state, it's just infinite light. Utzrichin loze bechinas tzimtzum shel chol laponui. And in order to receive, in order for that light to be able to be constructive, there first has to be a tzimtzum. It has to be a constriction. Kimoi shehoyo betchilas habriya, as is what took place when Hashem first created the world. V'yachakach nimshach ho'oyer bederech kav. And then when the light is sent down, it doesn't come by the gallon. It comes like a laser beam, a thin ray of light. Kav yachol, as if we could say, ki kol odom b'chol dargo kolul mikol ho'ilamos. Because each and every person, no matter what level they're on, that person represents a composite of all the worlds. Umashiyesh bichlal, yesh biprat. And that which is found in the sum total of creation is found within each and every individual human being. This is an introduction to the writings of the Arizal, and this is an introduction to the whole Chochmas HaKabbalah, this awareness of the big picture and the little picture, and how whatever's reflected in the big picture is reflected within each and every single organism. With this introduction, you'll be able to understand the chapter on Likutei Moran that this is based on, that chapter 64, a little bit. And you'll be able to understand everything that we explained here from beginning to end. And through this, you can understand a little bit from the distance. Ukemavura kama vekama azhorois betchilas veitzchaim ubetchilas veidrabba, as there are many, many warnings given in the beginning of the writings of the Arizal, and in the section of the Zohar HaKadosh that deals with Kabbalah, there's a major warnings given in there. She'yetsher lohovin boze klal kiim mishemavatel sichloi, that the only ones who can understand properly and successfully the teachings of Kabbalah are those people who are able to put their own sechel aside, ubemokoyim she'enoy mevin, and whenever he gets to something that he doesn't understand, toile bepchisus daitoy hoenoishi, he attributes it to his own human lackings. not that the sefer is wrong, or not that Chas Shom Hashem is wrong, or but I don't understand. Then, if a person does that, then they'll be able to understand a fraction of what there is to know. And to be able to see from the distance the awesome greatness of Hashem, where there's no level of depth of understanding to be able that can comprehend Hashem's greatness, you know, Hashem's understanding. Baruch Hashem. Just on a small example of this statement that Rav Nosson Zalman made here, that just like when Hashem created the world, there had to be this cholol aponi first and a shvira sakelim, that this takes place within every single person. You know, it's mentioned in another place in the Likutei Halachos that this is the concept of a yerida, letzorech aliyah. This is a concept how very often before a person comes to tshuva, they have to first experience a bechina of cholol aponoi, where they fall to a certain place of where it's as if Hashem isn't there. That kind of place. That's part of what's necessary in order for Hashem to be able to send light to that person. Just as when it came to Hashem created the world, you start off with infinite light, wall-to-wall light. In order for there to be room for creation, there has to be this tzimtzum, and tzimtzum means constriction. Tzimtzum means darkness. So too, before a Jew, before a new Jew can be created, there has to be this cholol aponoi type situation. And then the light is given to the person as a thin shaft of light, and they're given some kind of a laser beam is sent out to that person that the person connects to, like a fishing line, you know, that's let out to him. And that's the beat that pulls the person in. And then very often, because we're coming from such a faraway place, there has to be a concept of a shvira sakelim, some kind of a breakage that takes place. And then there's a matter of rebuilding, etc., etc. This whole process takes place within each and every person. And it doesn't just take place in the beginning, but every single time a person wants to get to a new level. New level means opening up a new world, opening up a new area. This is the process that has to be followed through. There's no shortcuts and there's no alternative method. This is what it goes through. And it shows itself with each person in different circumstances, in different ways, but it's a variation of this procedure that took place when Hashem created the world. Many places where there are klipos and tumos, usually Hashem can send a malach to, when he wants to do house cleaning, he can send a malach. When it came to Mitzrayim, the Torah testifies that it represented a place of such tumah that Hashem couldn't trust the malach to go into there. Only Hashem himself. So we see there is a concept of certain places which it's only the highest level of light that reaches there, such as this chol aponoi, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in the Likutei Moran, that when you're dealing with hastorah, shebetoy hastorah, that's where the highest kedusha is to be found. For example, the Gemara says, all songs are holy, but Shir HaShirim is Kodesh Kodoshim. That's the holy of holies. Right? The song of songs. And Shir HaShirim has no trace of Hashem in it. No mention of Hashem's name throughout the whole thing. And yet that's the highest Kiddusha. You understand? Or Megillas Esther. Esther, Haster, hidden. It's the hidden light. Where the Gemara says, with doicha learning of Torah to hear the reading of the Megillah, right? Put aside Talmud Torah, Mevatlan Talmud Torah, and yet no mention of Hashem's name there in an obvious way at all, representing this hidden light.
Similar to the song we sing on Shabbos, Kari Bon.
Yes, the word Ko. The first word is Hashem's name, Kari Bon. You mentioned about singing, I wanted to mention this point, that I'm positive. When Rabbeinu Zal says in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, that there is the song that comes from the highest place of Emuna, that could even pull a person out that fell into the Chol HaPonoi, that the Zmirois that we sing on Shabbos is definitely related to that, because Shabbos is the epitome of Emuna. Shabbos is the Yesoid of Emuna. The Gemara says if a person keeps Shabbos, it shows they believe in all mitzvahs of the Torah. And if a person doesn't believe in Shabbos, it's like idol worship. So that Shabbos represents the epitome of Emunah, singing the songs of Shabbos is a tremendous tikkun for this Chol HaPonoi Chas V'Shalom.